All right, more on that in a minute. As promised, we are joined by an outfielder for the Houston Astros. He is a four-time All-Star. He is a Silver Slugger. He's third in the American League in batting average for the season, hitting .323, 21 home runs, 85 runs batted in. Houston is in first place in the AL West. They're just a half game back of the Yankees for the American League's best record, and they're at home against Oakland this evening. Michael Brantley is my guest. Michael, it's been a minute or two, but it's great to have you back on the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Great. Listen, can you go back to the offseason first? When you signed with Houston, I know how pumped manager A.J. Hinch was to bring you in. What was it like for you, and how excited were you to have the opportunity to be with this team?
Yeah, I was very excited. One of the first things that I sought out for in free agency was having a chance to win and go into a contender that had a potential to go to the World Series. He worked so hard throughout the whole season. The goal is to get to that postseason and ultimately, win a ring. And I ended up here in Houston. They welcomed me with open arms, and kind of just went from there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm curious what it's like, because you're an incredibly well-respected guy around Major League Baseball, but at the same time, as you've said, Cleveland was all you had known. So what's it like when you walk into a new clubhouse with new teammates for the first time?
Yeah, it was really different for me. I never had that situation. I got traded in the minor league, never in the major league. So it was just a different atmosphere, but at the same time, when I walked in, the guys were, excited to have me, so it made me feel good that I was there. I was excited to be with, this great group of guys in this lineup and the pitching staff and the whole team, and, just playing against them, for the last couple of years, you had to play to beat Houston. So now joining such a great team, I was just trying to be myself and fit in, as fast as possible and be the best team that I could be.
Michael Brantley is joining us. So the Astros win the World Series in 2017. A lot of organizations might say, that's cool, that's what we set out to do. Maybe guys get a little complacent, maybe guys get a little fat or happy, or they start getting selfish. But from the outside, that's not how it looks. How would you describe the attitude and the mentality of that clubhouse?
Yeah, every day we show up, we expect to win, and we work hard, day in and day out. That's one of the things that I think pushed me so hard this year, being around such great players, throughout our entire lineup and seeing how hard they work. It only makes you want to work harder, at a high level day in and day out, and what they expect and how hard our expectations are. And it keeps you focused. It keeps your mind busy throughout the entire season. And, it makes it fun to come to work. Hitting in the middle of this lineup, it's fun every day because you never know exactly what's going to happen, but that it's going to be, an enjoyable game.
We're talking to Michael Brantley. Michael, I'm really happy to have you on. The connection is not great. I'm going to try and fight through this for a minute. But, one of the things that keeps coming up is the fact that you are so steady and so consistent and so rock solid that no matter what happens, Joe Smith is an example. He played with you in Cleveland. He's back with you in Houston. He said, quote, he's the same guy every day, whether he's finishing third in the MVP or he's scuffling a little bit. End of quote. It's such a long season. It can be a grind. How do you manage to stay even keeled throughout the ups and downs of that long season?
Well, I just, it is a long season. I know that you're going to have, good stretches and bad stretches. And the more even keeled, even headed you can stay, the better off you're going to be. This game is, a mental grind along as a physical grind. You got to stay focused mentally every day because you never know what's going to happen when you step on the field, but with the right attitude, with the right mindset, with great teammates around you, good things are going to happen more than not.
Like as another example, George Springer has said that in the past, he'd been kind of a fly-by-the-seat-of-his-pants guy. He would do things before games without maybe a lot of rhyme or reason, but he's taken notice of your routine, and he's learning from it. How did you first develop your pregame routine, and how important is it to have that consistency for you?
Well, for me personally, I know that if I prepare the same way every day, day in and day out, I gave my teammates all I had, and I can lay my head down, in the pillow at night and go to sleep comfortable, even if I went over 5 and I didn't have the best game, because I knew I prepared the right way. For me personally, if I didn't prepare the right way, I just kind of showed up, went through the motions, and just played the game. And, I didn't do it. I feel like I let my teammates down, I let my coaches down, I let, my Houston Astros fans down. So for me, I just want to make sure I prepare the right day every day and go out there and give it all I got. And with George, we're just talking about routine and getting into something that makes work for him. And he's having a phenomenal year. And it's fun to watch him lead off for us every day.
We're talking to Michael Brantley. you know, you touched on your rotation. When you've got a rotation that already includes two Cy Young candidates, and then the front office makes a deal for Zach Greinke at the trade deadline, what kind of a message did that send everybody about how serious this whole organization is about winning another ring?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal when, you know, you set out to spring training. A lot of teams talk about it, and, you know, everybody has the same goal. But then when you add pieces like Greinke and Sanchez and Bivigini at the deadline, it just shows us how hard, you know, how dedicated they are as well and how much they believe in us. And that goes a long way. You know, we're looking excited to finish out the season, bring the season strong and get to the playoffs and, you know, go from there.
Michael Brantley joining us for a few more moments. Michael, what was it like to go back to the All-Star game in Cleveland and get that long-standing ovation from the fans? What kind of memories do you have of that night?
It's one of my greatest moments I ever had on a baseball field. To go back to somewhere where I gave, you know, really feeling, played in front of those great fans for a long time, and the dedication and support they gave me through my ups and downs in my career there, it will never be forgotten. To get a standing ovation like that, just to hear the praise and the thank yous, and, you know, come back, and, you know, how much we miss you, to be around the clubbies, the doctors, the medical staff, you name it, just all the people that helped me out through my entire career to get me to this point. It was kind of just to go back there and, you know, just say thank you again for me personally. And that's, like I said, it's one of the most special moments I ever had in my career. I'll be able to tell my kids about it, my grandkids hopefully one day about it. And it was phenomenal.
Michael Brantley joining us for another moment or two. I mean, Michael, it's pretty clear how much you meant to them and how much they meant to you. Everybody who was part of the organization in Cleveland talks about how painful it was and how sad it was to lose you in the offseason. For example, Terry Francona talked about how he would probably cry when he saw you in a different jersey and how special it was to be with you for as long as you two worked together. What was it like to play for him?
It was phenomenal. You know, I thank him so much for allowing my career to blossom the way it did and grow the way it did. You know, he always expected the same thing out of me every day. I show up, you know, with the right mentality, playing game. That's all he ever asked, and he made it really easy because I knew whether I did good or bad that I was going to warm up. He was always taking care of me and giving me certain days off, and, you know, the communication level was great. I had such a great relationship. He's so well respected in the game for so many reasons, and just not for that. And I can't thank him enough for what he did for me in my career.
He's a four-time All-Star. He is a Silver Slugger. He is third in the American League batting average. Houston is in first in the AL West, and they are right behind the Yankees for the American League's best record. Houston at home against Oakland this evening. Michael Brantley, my guest. Michael, great to get caught up. I really appreciate that so much. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You too, Michael. Thank you. This guy is so well-respected around Major League Baseball. Beloved, really. And C-Town, I know you already know that. He is having an outstanding year for the Astros. I can't say enough about the Astros. As I mentioned, I want to just reiterate this really quickly. They win it all in 2017, and it would be easy to kind of sit back and say, yeah, how you like us now? This is what we set out to do. We got it done. Maybe guys start to look inward. I mean, it's one thing to chase. It's one thing to get there. But staying there is something totally different. But from an organizational standpoint, they never accepted that. Never got fat, never got happy, never got complacent. Just keep doubling down, going after guys. It's amazing. Zach Greinke, another great example of that. That's a great organization. A great sports, not just baseball, but a great sports organization. Management all the way down to the field. And guys that want it really badly. And a lot of character. A lot of character. Starting with A.J. Hinch and the guys throughout that clubhouse. Can't not respect what they're doing. And they're right behind the Yankees for the American League's best record. So my thanks to the Astros and Michael Brantley. Great to have him back on.